Check.
Welcome.
Check,
to
Ban- check, check.
You do it.
No, you got it.
Welcome to Bands and Bod Podcast, episode 123, with your hosts, Corey and Diego Berenson. How are you doing, Corey?
I'm doing fine, Diego.
Good.
Good to see you again. Welcome back.
Been a while.
It's been exactly 5 weeks, I think. Four to 5 weeks. Far too long. But we've been busy.
Mm-hmm.
No excuse.
Nope.
But it's a reason / excuse. We will potentially, most definitely, maybe, have our first ever Panamanian guest, who's not Panamanian, in 2 weeks.
Yep.
The Italian Stallion.
Awesome.
Yeah. You'll see. And once we get back on track, we're going to have many people from many countries, because every time we get together with friends, it's basically the United Nations. Every group of friends or birthday party, everybody here is from different countries. It's a mix of expats and Panamanians all together. For example, at an average birthday party we just went to, sitting at the table, we had us, the Americans, next to me, the Argentinians, the Venezuelans, French, Swiss, more Panamanians, Germans, Italians.
Yep.
All at the same table. And this is regular situation. So it's usually mostly a blend. A lot
of different backgrounds.
Yeah. A little bit more Spanish. Sometimes, I don't know. It goes back and forth. Sometimes it's a lot of Spanish. Sometimes it's a lot of English. Changes. And then when the parents talk to their kids, then they speak in their mother nation language. It's pretty cool. Oh, Bulgarian.
Yeah.
Did you know that? Can you tell the difference when that mom is speaking Bulgarian or Italian? Nubar.
I know.
Yeah. Can you tell when his mom is speaking to him in Italian or Bulgarian?
I don't think she speaks in Bulgarian.
She does. Oh, she told me. No. Because I couldn't tell the difference, because I don't speak either one. So I...
Well, yeah, I don't know.
But yeah, she says it. For sure at home, she speaks Bulgarian. Dad speaks Italian. They speak Spanish out and about, and then English with us. There's a lot of languages going on here.
It's cool, though.
It is cool. All right, I've got a list of questions for you. Are you ready?
Maybe.
Okay, number one. How are you?
I'm good.
Cool. Got a question about you and your markets.
Mm-hmm.
Casero.
Give it to me.
Tell me about your bites. Tell me all about them. Tell me the history. Tell me the tale.
History. This started making them in, what was that, like second, third grade?
Yeah,
I was seven, around the time when I first started like bringing them to school lunches.
This is when you transformed into DJ Emoji.
This is not relevant.
You weren't Diego.
That's not relevant.
You were DJ Emoji
at the time. That's not relevant right now.
Super relevant.
No, that has nothing to do with what I'm talking about.
I'm going to post so many pictures of you in solid yellow.
All right.
Like a G. Okay, go ahead.
Anyways. So the school was nut free. We were gluten free. I had vegan friends, and we were dairy free as well. So that's when I started bringing the protein bites to lunch, just as an extra like side snack, and you know, I'd be sharing them with friends and everything, and I started bringing them. I started liking them a lot. Then, maybe, what, like, 9 we started selling them, right? Or
Well, you did that kids entrepreneur market, and
no, I know, that's what I'm saying, but
no,
like
I think you were 7 or 8.
so okay, so maybe a year or a year or two after we started making them is when I started selling them, because at like a plaza nearby they started making these young entrepreneur events, right? So basically just a kids farmers market, you know, so you have people selling, kids selling crafts, food, cakes, whatever else. So then I sold the protein bites, and then I think it's Sophia selling the bracelets. And that only happened like every 1 or 2 years, right?
Yeah, I think you did two of them. There
Yeah, I
was.
did too, but they didn't happen often. So in the meantime, I wasn't really selling them because we didn't know about any other markets nearby, not for a while. So in the meantime, we're still making them, experimenting with ingredients and all that. And then who knows how many other years later, we started finding like Sunday markets that I would sell them at. Again, every once in a while, not all the time. And I think it was just like that until, man, I'm trying to think when we, when was like a most, another recent, not recent market, but like one before we like left.
Ooh.
Like I'm trying to think if I like ever did them again.
Don't think so.
Yeah, I think I did them for a while, that short of time, and then just stopped. They were
Just
really only
stop.
for home.
Just us at
Yeah.
home, snacks.
So then in Panama, when we got here, the first elective I chose was a business one. I thought it'd be cool, and it was cool.
Mr. Business.
Yeah. So we had the K-Zero protein bites. But obviously that business class was to teach kids how to make a business from nothing, right? So me already having a logo, already having a slogan, or whatever
Wait,
else,
so they
right?
needed to start from scratch. They needed
Well, that's
to.
the whole point. Well, I mean, what kids already has a business now, you know?
Yeah, come on, step it up. You've had one
But
for years.
so then, you know, making them from scratch. So I already had my business idea. There's no point in changing it up if I already knew exactly what I'm doing.
Right.
So all I had to do was really just come up with another name, another logo, everything else. So then I made that, and we were gonna do, you know, we were learning about creating the logo, creating the slogan, how to make posts, you know, and especially here in Panama,
They love Instagram.
Instagram is probably the most popular social media around here, so many businesses use it, many people use it. It's where you can find your friends, or right, like I said, businesses, all that. And so then we were learning how to make posts, like I said. And so anyways, we were gonna sell at a Thursday market here that I never heard about before, only until that elective. And it kept getting delayed and delayed because there were protests going on about like some mines here.
Right.
And that's when I was like, I've been preparing for so long, I've been working so hard on this, I'm not just gonna not do anything, right?
Yeah, because
So
you were printing
I'm
flyers,
dead.
making
Yeah, so then
posts.
I just made the choice because at my school there's a lot of like downtime. If you get work done, it like, I don't know the word, but it like pays off or whatever, you know, kind of like there's lots of times in class where it's like just finishing work from the day before, you know, so if you already did it, it's just a lot of downtime. So I thought, okay, you know what, why don't I just skip a Thursday, go try this market out, see what it's like. And it was really cool. I did use the Protein King, that was the new name
For your class.
for the class, to go sell there. And it was good. It was supposed to be with a bunch of students, you know, everybody going to do that, but it was just me. And it was cool. So then I started doing the Thursday markets every now and then, just as extra money and just getting back into selling. So then now just recently we tried another market out here, even
Last
closer.
night,
Yeah,
much
yesterday.
smaller.
So it's brand new. I mean, it's slower, obviously, because like I said, she's brand new. But I mean,
But you sold to
where
people
it's
that you
out,
never met
yeah,
before.
there's, I think the point of that one wasn't really to just sell as much. It was more of like,
Get the word out.
get the word out, right? Like promoting yourself, promoting your social medias, right, to keep people following But yeah.
No, it's good. It's hard when it's slower and you don't have a lot of customers, but it's all about putting your face out there. It's a version of marketing.
Right.
The more you see your logo, your face,
That's
your
the more you
name, it's
sell.
just, people generally buy what they see or hear the most of, regardless if it's awesome or not. They see it all the time, they go towards it. So you have a legit business. It's cool. It's hard. You get to learn a lot in your business class. You got to work with people. Now you're back in real life. No more class branding. It's the real branding. And by using what you learned, people here love WhatsApp and Instagram. So you got to practice doing a little post, sharing, delivering.
That's gonna like really pay off for marketing in the future,
Yeah, it's
so.
like you just slowly keep working out here and you're still a kid and you're a student, but you're learning a lot and you are working on your first big sale, negotiating your manufacturing costs versus your wholesale price, which is to a store, and then you have your retail price, which is at the market. So if somebody buys in bulk, for example, this order of
$100.
100 boxes. 9 bites inside each box. Be 900 bites at once. This is a wholesale sale, so you got to give it to them for cheaper. And you're learning that, like, ooh, is it really worth it? Like, should I sell in bulk, or should I just try and sell for a higher price retail? That's you. That's your choice. What's easier?
Bulk.
Bulk. If you have a bunch of bulk customers, you make less, but you sell more at one time.
So you're really making more.
If you have enough wholesale customers, you make more. And it's not as much work because you don't need to go work so hard to sell each one, you know? So you're learning a ton. Books, you still reading your same books? You got your stack here? Still on those? Favorite class at school? PE or lunch?
Oh, okay.
No,
Probably.
no, no. Usually kids say that. What's your favorite class?
Probably Spanish.
Spanish. Your Spanish has gotten very good, especially on the soccer field.
Probably where I picked it up more than Spanish class, more than any Spanish class is just, I mean,
Just
that's the
playing.
best way to learn really any language is just being around it. I mean, learning it, from learning it is gonna like, for example, Spanish class, right? You're gonna be picking up small words and phrases and all that, but really being with the people that only speak whatever language you're learning for right now is Spanish. Being around only Spanish speakers really forces you to pick it up. It forces you to learn stuff, And as the school soccer field that the My team soccer field, like at training, I've picked it up 10 times more than actual Spanish class,
Yeah, because you're using it in real
because
life.
you're really using it. Spanish class, you're only practicing these small phrases. Like I said, you're learning a little couple words, but when you're actually around it and it's the only language you can speak, like I said, it forces you to learn it. It's gonna force you to learn stuff, so.
True. Because in Spanish class, you might learn, ¿Cómo estás? Bien. ¿Y usted? Muy bien. Gracias. A mil gracias a usted. Adios, ciao. Okay. But here in Panama, we say, Que sopa. He venido some parking in mi chanti. Eso. Right?
Right.
Total slang, everything I said.
None of those words exist.
They don't exist outside Panama. I said, What's up? Welcome to a party in my crib.
Pretty much.
Yep. What's up? I don't think that's in the dictionary. Crib might mean baby crib in the dictionary, but you know what I'm talking about, right? Moving on, of course, Mr. Driver Man, karting. You have acquired new skills. You have completed a yet another race. You have had your first engine failure.
It was destined to happen.
I mean, it happens to everybody.
Well, that's the thing. When you're like with those kind of like engines on these kind of carts, people are going bananas and just buying new ones, which is why they don't fail. You know, you buy a fresh one, it's freshly tuned for a race. And when you really have that much money to spend, it's just like one race, it's done. You know?
Get it tuned.
Right. But like for us, that's as our only engine, you know? It's like buying a one day, I don't know, right now, let's just say a one day engine, right? A one race engine. And you can't use it more, but that's our only engine, you know? So it's kind of like going to happen at some point, but.
Yeah, and it's a fine, fine line with the carburetor on that engine. So you step outside the boundaries per the tuner, you're in the danger zone. But it's all good. It's back in the hands of the original tuner.
Which is.
And you'll be back on the track next weekend. We started learning how to analyze data, which is new, very helpful. Paying more attention to where you need to pay attention to on the turns. You're doing good, working out, getting strong. What's that deadlift looking like? What's that deadlift?
I still have more in the tank.
Woo, you have one in the tank?
More.
Of course you do. You're still growing. Where are you at? Where are you at?
It's not enough.
You're at snot enough? That's not a number.
It's not enough.
Snot enough is not a number.
It's not enough.
I need a number.
It's not enough.
You're 13. It's awesome.
No, it's not.
You're not supposed you're not supposed to break your back in records. You're getting stronger. Back. You're getting stronger.
175.
That's so much weight.
No, it's not. I can do 190. I can pick up
200. I need you to not have a broken back.
I'm not going to have a broken back. I can pick it up.
Look.
I can pick it up. It's been so many months. I'm ready.
Listen. You'll get there. More important, I've told you this a billion times, maybe a trillion. It's possible. It's all about the form.
I know that. Oh, if, my gosh. I'm if not you talking get about the, that right now.
If you get the form right, you will lift more and not hurt yourself.
I never hurt myself.
I know, because you're doing good form.
Exactly. So what are you telling me this
for? You got to keep doing correct
form. I know.
Because here's what happens. I'm going to tell you what happens. You're getting all pumped. You're like, dude, I'm at 194. I want 195 so bad. I don't care. I'm going to grit my teeth and yank this thing. I just want it so bad. And then boom, bad form. Now your foot explodes. There's blood everywhere. Your ear falls off. It's all bad. But you're doing awesome. You like the workouts. You got a ton of friends that do it with you. Today's your very first driver workout. Driver specific workout is today. If you fall asleep before we go, I'm going to take that assign as power nap. Okay. So today's your very first exclusive driver specific workout with a formula trainer. Okay, wake back up. When we first came here, somebody actually asked me if there was air conditioning here. It's almost like saying, do they have electricity? What kind of hut are you going to live in? So, please tell me, what is the movie theater like? Cinelandia.
What, are you asking me?
Yeah. What's it like? Do they have electricity? Do they have air conditioning?
I mean,
is it a backyard?
It's really like a.
Compare
I mean, it's
it
nice
to a
for what it is. I mean, you know, their mobile phone's pretty big. You know, it has good quality.
Their mobile phone?
Yeah.
Huh?
You know, that's what we're watching the movie on.
Yeah. It's the cell phone.
But we don't really have any chairs or anything. There's no roof. It's kind of like on the floor.
Like a chain link fence.
I mean, that's kind of, yeah, and then you pay some dude at the front, like, 10 cents, I think, and then you walk in and you watch the movie. They only have, like, I think it's, like, Kung Fu Panda 1,
On DVD, right?
Kung Fu Panda 2
On VHS.
and
There a
that's
hole in,
actually it.
is there a hole in the ground? How do you use a bathroom?
There is no bathroom. You just can't
You
go
just don't.
at all.
I haven't seen any trash cans. What do you do with trash?
Kind of eat it or put it in your pocket and just forget about it.
Yeah. Oh, that's why it was in the laundry.
Yeah.
Ah, okay. Cool. Your youth group, Journeys, the trips, how are those? You went to a
Pretty
huge one
cool.
this week.
Yeah.
Big one.
It's pretty cool. I like it.
Basketball, dodgeball,
Yep.
all the balls.
Yep.
Nice.
Pretty fun.
Think last time I wrote it down because it's funny. Cops, popos. We talked about them doing the stops, constantly checking for my driver's license. But they chat. Everybody just chatting. You get a ticket. You don't just get a ticket. You can pull over. You can talk to them for about a half hour, maybe 45 minutes, calmly relax, just have a nice catch up while you look for your insurance, I guess. They're just relaxing. They're like 5 seconds away from opening a fold-out table and sharing some Pio Pio chicken and just hanging out. Like they're at their house, like, hey, come on in, let's hang out. Let's talk for a while. Catch. I haven't seen you in so long. What's going on? How you been? This is what the police stops look like. Relax, just chatting for so long. Very different.
Yeah.
And oh, so this. And now I'm gonna summarize something for you. We've talked about this before. I'm telling you, and I'm also telling myself. While I tell you, I'm telling me. And the dogs right here. Focus. It is still the superpower, your ability to focus. You do a really good job. You have high ability to focus, which is good for you. It's good for me. I like to see it in you. For yourself, it's the superpower. It's hard, but it's important to notice when it's time to focus. And if you start noticing, oh, like I'm trying to pay attention to something and you feel yourself getting pulled, something wants you to trying to pull your attention away from you, and you feel that, and you know, no, I really need to bring my attention back to whatever it is I'm working on. Try that exercise. It's challenging sometimes, but just notice it. Okay, I'm gonna do whatever you're gonna work on. And while you're doing it, you feel something trying to just yank you. No, look over here. Go look at this. It's cool. Like, hey, quit pay. Hey, you feel that? If you can say, yeah, okay, I'll get to that in a second, but come back to it and focus. This is gonna allow you to leapfrog whatever you're doing ahead of others, because the more easily you're distracted and pulled away when you're trying to do something, the less you can focus and get better at it. But you do awesome. I'm just saying I'm happy and proud of you for that. Be proud of yourself. 'Cause even me, you're trying to do something like, something's trying to pull my attention. Just if you can notice it and come back, it is a superpower. Because the more easily distracted you are, the less you can do anything, because you're just constantly going, here, jump, 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 jump. Right? Then, guess what else? I was watching this video, no surprise. Jocko Underground podcast. He had a short. He's doing like 10-minute snippets. It's not as good as the full-length things, but this one I was listening to this morning. You ever heard the saying, comparison is the thief of joy? You've never heard that?
But I get it.
Teddy Roosevelt said that, apparently. Mark Twain, you ever heard of that author? Old author. He said almost the same thing, but he said comparison is the death of joy. Now, do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
So competition is a good thing, right? We all like to compete. Obviously, you like to compete. Comparison helps you push harder. Okay. They're doing whatever. I want to push myself to get there. That's healthy competition. But if you're doing nothing except being negative or poopy pants about what other people are doing more or better this, better that, and you're just doing that part, just complaining and doing nothing, that is the thief of joy. Because what if we're chilling at the pool, we're relaxing, and then you remember, oh, somebody else had like this cool slide at their pool, and now you're just sitting there not appreciating the pool that you have. You have a nice, fun, perfect pool. But just because you're thinking of comparing yourself, now it just take away all your fun on your own pool, as an example. So a way to avoid that negative version of that trap, which is a trap, is to keep pursuing your own personal goals and ambitions like you do. So if you have your own goal, oh, I'm working on this, I'm working at getting better at that, this is what I'm focusing on, there's less chance for you to those little things that come in your mind and pull you away from appreciating it. And having that goal to pursue whatever you're doing, just working towards something, is always going to make you feel better. Like, oh, I'm not there yet, whatever, but I'm working towards something, is going to help these little poopy pants thoughts stay out of the way. Because they will come. And then when something happens good for your friends or family, you'd be happy for them, you know? Oh, did you see my new ride? I got this whatever car. You could say, that is awesome. That is so cool. I'm happy for you. Or another version that's not good would be, well, how come I don't have a new car? It should be me. I don't have anything. Which way do you think is going to make you feel better? Obviously, being happy for them. And being happy for them doesn't allow you to have that comparison thing that is thieving your joy or killing it. So don't think about yourself. Think about, hey, I'm happy for them. That is awesome. And it's easier to be happy for them if you know in yourself, oh, I'm doing this thing, I'm working towards this thing, and you know what you're doing. Whatever it is, it might change, it might not change, but you're working on whatever it is you like, then it's easier to be happy for people when good things happen to them. Did she just flinch? Is she dreaming?
She's wide awake. She's resisting the temptation to bark.
We're talking about the dog. She just keeps flinching like she wants to bark, but she's so comfortable she's laying down. It'd be like you laying in your bed, like, oh, come at me, bro. Come at me, bro, but not moving your body. Ugh, I dare you. Oh, I'm so comfy right now. Don't want to move.
Right?
So these are important things to remember. I know you know a lot of it, but it's good stuff to think about.
Yeah.
So you tell me, you got any questions for me and my bald head?
Man.
You're getting tall. You're like a grown man now. You're as tall as me. You're only 13, so hey, good. This is a good growth chart. You should be taller than me. Definitely. I am a very tiny person, so I am happy to see both you kids. You both should be taller than us. I think that's going to happen. I'm still thinking 5'7", 5'8" for you is my guess. What do you think? 6'7", 6'8"?
6'8".
Okay. You're going to hit that 1 foot growth spurt maybe next year?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you're saying 6'7", 6'8". I'm saying 5'7", 5'8".
Yeah.
Okay. What do you want to bet?
2 cents.
2 cents. All right, if you make it to 6'7", okay, or 6'8", either one, I'll buy you any pair of shoes you want. I don't care the price.
Okay, how about, let's give her this thing. Maybe I mean, not realistic, more realistic, but still not realistic. Let's say 6'1".
Six
Six,
one.
six, six.
Okay, if you make 6 feet or above, how about that? 6 feet or 6'10". It then I don't care where
Yeah, 6 feet, 6 feet.
or
Six
above.
feet or
6 feet
above.
above, any pair of shoes you want. Any pair of
Okay.
shoes.
Okay.
Deal? But if you're 5'11" or below.
5'11" or above, 5'11" or above, because 5'11" still insane.
If 5'11",
If I'm
that's like saying
optimated
what?
to be like 5'7" and a half or whatever, 5'11"'s already
You're trying
crazy.
to sound like that video. Well, if I'm 5'10", but I wear shoes, I mean, it's
No,
base I'm
no,
basically
no, no. No, I'm
5'11". And
saying
5'11" is weird
5'11"'s.
because if I have my hair, I'm pretty much 6 foot. And if and 6 foot even sounds lame, so you just you know, like six, it's 6'1". So basically you're 6'3".
No, I'm saying if I'm supposed to be
Yeah.
5'7" or 5'8",
According to your doctor when you were two.
right?
Yeah.
5'11" is outrageous.
Okay, so you want to make yours
So,
5'11" or above?
or above.
Okay, don't be changing it.
I'm not, no more.
Okay, handshake. Okay, so five. If you're an eighth of an inch below 5'11" and down, you owe me any, let's see, what would I really
What
want?
do you really want?
You'd owe me any custom Kangol hat I want.
Any hat.
No, custom Kangol
But
hat.
any hat you want.
Yeah, any hat I want, and I'll get you any shoes you want.
Okay, deal.
Deal? Are you gonna start Googling how to grow? Like
Yeah,
secret vitamins to
I'm
take?
gonna start waking up at 5, doing hour-long growth stretches.
Hey, you do whatever. But you're growing so much. We have friends ask me, hey, seriously? What vitamins are you giving him? Because you've grown,
Who?
I can't say, I don't name names,
I said
but
I don't
you've
need names.
grown
Come
6.5 inches since we moved here.
on. Is that crazy?
That's crazy. That's very crazy. So they're like, what vitamins? I'm like, can't tell you, it's proprietary blend, proprietary information. No, actually I told them, but I give you vitamins for your brain. I'm focused on your brain power. You and Sophia, I want high cognitive, intense mind exploding neurological enhancement. I'm programming you like a Russian machine of destruction blended with an American farmer slash alien mixed
Yeah, okay,
with.
cool.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And now the dogs are totally asleep. Our very soothing voices have calmed them into slumber.
Deep, deep sleep.
Nice slides.
Thanks.
Those are cool sharks.
Thanks.
Are those whale sharks or is that a great
Shark.
white? What kind of shark?
She's a shark.
It's not just a shark. Come on,
It's
pick.
just a shark.
I see a lot of teeth.
It's a shark.
Shark slides.
Yeah.
Cool.
Or.
Or it's a fish if you take the fin out.
Yeah.
It's just a fin. Nah, it's lame.
No, I can't take it off,
Don't do
but
it.
yeah.
Shark's cooler. All right, well, good talk. So we will do a lot of preparation before our next first guest. Oh, it's gonna be good. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Like, he hears all right and gets
He's
so.
like, all right, are we going? What's
He
happening?
knows that word now.
Oh, nice stretch, Nike. Okay, we'll
He
be.
knows that word
Yeah,
now.
he
He knows
does.
what all right means.
He knows. All right, let's get out of here.
All right. Stay healthy, y'all.
Badadan, 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 bad from me bad. Where you get your mother from? Thing where me get? Coulda come from Afghanistan. They no want see this cross, make me have it on my hand. But other man, you know me vibes can't done.